Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name is Valentine. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. Originated actually out of California, but have been out here since 2020. Shout out to As I Fade Away from Monterey, California. He's a busker. If you haven't heard him, if you have not heard of him, you should look him up. As I, A-Z-I, Fade Away, F-E-D-O-U-I, I believe. He has been my mentor, my music mentor, my street busking mentor, actually, and is the whole reason why I'm still doing music right now. So thank you, As I. Love you, brother. Let's see. I think I would describe it more like, I can only just call it goth rock as like the most basic form of it, but there's a lot of folk in it. There's a lot of, it's pretty eclectic. My music would be pretty eclectic, but that doesn't narrow it down enough. Nothing is a bigger jump than getting over yourself. Nothing is worse than something you couldn't help. I think mostly the energy and the tempo. I don't know what it is. I like, maybe it's just my ADHD or something like that. I have this like fidget that really helps with the strumming. So I would say it's mostly just for that. It's just to like get all that out of there. I think that's kind of the main reason why I do it, other than the fact that I really love the energy behind distortion. I love hard rock and bands. I love the tone that distorted guitar can bring, the type of frequency, the sustain. I love how even sharp that it can be at times, like something that's like insanely rude, but yet comforting. My dad was a freelance painter back in Tennessee, late 90s. He really enjoyed how, this is going to sound weird, but he really liked how my brother's best friend's family looked. He thought they looked like really, like as models, like he thought they looked really good, so he wanted to paint them. And ended up doing these phenomenal portraits of each and every single one of them. And in return, their mother gave me piano lessons. And that was my first instrument, was actually learning off of piano and keyboard. It wasn't until I want to say 14 that the School of Rock High hit me, and I was wanting to play bass like a motherfucker. I love bass. And then it wasn't until I want to say maybe 16, or maybe it was 14 too, but it wasn't until I was 16, out at a Boy Scout camp called Pico Blanco there in California. That's what this tattoo right here of this redwood on my forearm is all about. Someone brought their acoustic guitar out there. I couldn't bring my bass, so I was having like bass cravings, and so give me your guitar, and I started playing off of that, and then I didn't really go back to bass that much until way later. And then like I started to become like the most multi-instrumentalist on stage, going all solo. So yeah, there's that one. I would like a band, actually. Anybody out there wanting to like link up and shit? But I have found that like at least being solo, there's way more benefits to playing solo than there is with a band. Like the band has its perks. You can always, you know, you're able to support each other, both musically, financially, conveniently, stuff like that. But as far as like solo, I've learned that like I can keep all the money and not have to like split it anyways with anybody, which is always fun. But I would love drummer, at least a drummer to play along with like some of the backtracks to keep up with the dead space, the dead air, like in between songs and stuff like that. I love a good, insane drummer. By the way, speaking of drummers, shout out to Andy from, I'm sorry, I forgot his last name, but Andy from Youch. That is an insane drummer. If you don't know Youch, it's with an exclamation point. Gotta look him up. Easily one of the best drummers in all of Utah. You know, technically I would say it began in Park City, believe it or not. I was there for a family reunion and I was getting into acoustic guitar quite a bit at the time. And I think that year I was playing for my brother's wedding, like a few blocks away. But I felt ambitious and I wanted to just like start playing and get the practice going. So I just went outside, sat down, started playing, and then someone dropped money in front of me. I didn't have like a bucket or anything. They just like put a dollar bill in front of me and I grabbed it and they're like, cool, that's awesome. And then I just wanted to like play more. So that's what I did. I just like found like a better spot to play and I kept playing. It wasn't until when I was a full grown adult out in California living in my car with no job that I'm like, well, the skill of mine's got to make money somehow. So I went out and I was like, this is survival. So I go out to the Monterey Wharf, sit down, and the songs I had then were so bad for busking. There was a lot of like whiny screamo emo shit from an acoustic guitar. Like think of the cringiest like Dashboard Confessional song that you can think of. I still love Dashboard Confessional. I noticed this man way down the wall from me. Is this long, like short wall that you can sit on, down over at the corner, right before you enter the wharf, black dude, dreads, all leopard print. And he was like, just going off and people are just like throwing money at him. And I'm like, I can't do what the fuck he's doing. What, this is insane. I don't have what he has. I don't have that skill yet. I was staying with my buddy actually during this time over in Salinas, and I would hop on the, he was staying in Salinas. I would hop on the bus to go over to Monterey, and on my way to the bus stop, which is a long ass walk, I noticed in the doorway, my neighbor was the same black man with the dreads and the leopard print. And he says, hey man, you got a guitar? Do you want to come over and play that for me? And I'm like, oh fuck. I have to do this. Like, I was ready to get embarrassed in front of this man. I'm like, well, here we go. I'm going to play like some songs for him. And I remember like the first couple songs I played for him, he was kind of like, But he invited me in and started jamming out, and he was telling me all I needed to know about busking. This is the man who I came to know as I Fade Away, and put me under his wing, was mentoring me, was giving me gigs, would actually pay me as well if he wanted me to play with him. Whether it be with Green or, you know, but he was my main man. And because of that, he like taught me a lot of like really fun tricks when it came to busking. So I think like one of the number one tricks when it comes to busking, you need percussion. Percussion helps a lot. You can do it with only a guitar, which is fine, but a tambourine under your foot carries out so much further, puts the beat in their head. And let's say, if you know the Monterey Wharf, it's a pretty open, or at least like the plaza, it's like this open, no, it's a plaza, you know? And the sound carries down like a football field or so, or maybe half a, maybe that's a lot, half a football field, few yards. That sound carries down all the way down there, and they hear that tambourine and they hear the beat long before they hear your guitar. And by the time that they start reaching toward you, I want to say maybe 3 to 4 yards away, they might have already made the decision on whether or not they're going to give you money. And so that's just kind of like that's kind of one of the fun tips that like I've like really learned and you picked up. It's essentially fishing for money. You have to find the right fish in the right pond, and they have to bite. But you also have to give them some good bait, a good reel, a good pole, you know? And that is kind of the alchemy behind busking. You know, it's not enough to just be out there with a guitar and just like hope for the best. Like it's as well, like the energy that you put into it, you're there essentially practicing your stuff while getting paid. Yeah, you're practicing while getting paid. You're practicing your performance, you're practicing your music. On top of that, I find myself writing songs more often because you get tired of playing the same stuff over and over, but you want to like, how do I put it? You get tired of playing the same stuff over and over, so you start just jamming and you start like, you know, gigging out and all that other fun stuff. And so I can't help but recommend busking, like, for anybody, for like all the musicians out there. If you've never done busking, give it a shot. It will make you a better musician. I am going to get back into busking pretty soon, or later this year, because I actually kind of plan on going back on the road. Not the kind of an indefinite gypsy tour type thing. I thought I could like, pick up where my babushka left off for a second. but actually like kind of like do a little bit of both, where like I'm both busking and picking up shows along the way. I have two different sets where one is all acoustic, folky punk stuff, and the other one is my full band playing to the back track sound that my goth rock stuff, my more aggressive, dynamic, experimental side. So I do plan to play both of those on the road. The one that most people probably know my stuff is from, at least if you're going to find my stuff on Spotify, there's only, the single Outside and the EP Feed Me. I do not plan to post anything more on Spotify, nor most of the other, streaming platforms, unfortunately, which is really tough to like try to like steer clear from all the AI BS while trying to make it. But that just goes to show that there's no real ethical way of like actually trying to make it, or whatever making it is. For me, making it is the song. If you made the song, you made it. You know, if you've made the song and you've showed it to the people, you've made it. If that crowd starts to multiply, then you made it. You've like, you're consistently making it. You know, it's not like a, well, maybe one day when I made it, bro, you just got out of bed, you made it. You know, like it's one of those like step-by-step things where like, imagine if you say, you know, on the spiritual side of things, if you believe in a heaven, let's say you went to heaven, and you were like wanting to dance for God, but you hadn't been dancing this whole time, you know, you dancing is already the heaven part. Once you get to heaven, like it's already been there. I don't know if that makes sense, the way that I said it, but maybe somebody else can, make fun of me about it online or something. probably anything off of my EP Zone, which you can find on Bandcamp. Bandcamp is my main spot that I'm going to be releasing stuff, both Bandcamp and YouTube. I would say probably, as far as a specific song, probably Drips. That was the song that I played over at the Slug Mag anniversary. I really love just shredding in that one. That one's like loads of fun. But I think I have a couple newer releases on YouTube specifically for a record that's not fully out and might not fully be out. called Where No One Wants to Be. It's a very colorful artwork where it's just me rocking out. I did the artwork myself, or as far as like editing it together. I didn't take any of the pictures or the samples or anything. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to pick, I would pick Make a Move, but I think a more important song is the song Tomorrow. Only because like the lyrics, like it, that is for me, it's more lyrically impactful than like it being musically structured. All bass and drums. But it's, yeah, that one's based off of our current world right now. Where I do not want tomorrow to happen, because every time that tomorrow happens, something worse happens. And so let's celebrate today as much as we can before tomorrow comes. Cause I don't want my worst day to be the best one. You know, you're about to listen to Tomorrow by myself, Valentine, off of the unreleased EP Where No One Wants to Be, in its entirety.
Trying
So the next show I have is that I'm actually opening for a bigger band, which is fun, the bigger touring band, called Velvet Daydream. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're kind of a, I was actually pretty honored when they reached out to me, but I should like actually thank the DLC for suggesting me to them. So thank you, DLC. You guys are fucking rad. You're by far my favorite venue to play at. But yeah, Velvet Daydream, they're kind of more of a, I don't want to be like giving off the wrong impression here, but they're kind of like Greta Van Fleet. But in my opinion, better. Like they're very tropey with the 70s look and the 70s sounds, but like they, to me, instead of pretending to not sound like, or pretending not to know who Led Zeppelin is, and thinking that they're unique with it, they actually like really hone in, lean into it. They, to me, they sound more like the Doors in the mix of that. So I thought it was kind of interesting that they would reach out to me for the, some of the stuff I'd play, but I am more than honored to be opening for them. So yeah, Velvet Daydream, The Lip will be opening as well. Velvet Daydream, The Lip and myself, Valentine, will be playing May 10th. So a week right before Kill Me Block Party. You can find me on Instagram at Valentine Music. And of course, you can look me up on Bandcamp. Just type down val/in/time. Look up Zone or feed me. I do have some new music that I will be releasing very soon. In fact, I probably might just like drop something today. Something I've been just carrying in my phone for a second, thinking like, this might be a good time to just drop something. If you enjoyed this episode, Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.